This goes to Jennifer Woods, N like November, P like practice. And Woods is Woods. Fax 989-246-6495 regarding Kathy. A middle initial is L like Lucy. Last name Wudika. W-U-D like David, Y-K-A. Date of birth 1/20/1956. Dear Miss Woods, this is a consultation for Miss Wudika, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels. The patient is a 67-year-old female patient, a long-term smoker. She smokes up to a pack of cigarettes per day for more than 45 years. And she has been trying to quit. She is chewing more gum, and her goal is to totally quit smoking if she can. She does see Dr. Witzke in Midland for chronic severe urinary incontinence. And that's been going on for many years. She's had interstim implants. First, one was on the left, and then it's been moved to the right side. The one on the right is where the current one is. It's not working very well, she reports. She does have to always wear protection in adult diaper. With adult diaper, she has to use a lot of padding in her bed at home. She's also developed some recent severe hoarseness and a very enlarged gland on the left side of her neck. She saw an ear, nose, and throat specialist and had a scope done on her larynx last week, and results are still pending. She's hoping it's not going to be cancer. The patient states that she's never had a heart attack to her knowledge. She has had a history of using non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents, ibuprofen, Aleve, those type of medications, and daily since 2016. And she has stopped using them at this point. She stopped in April of this year when we recommended it. She does have chronic pain in joints and back. Also, her wrists are painful a lot, and she does have recurrent dizziness that is resistant to treatment with meclizine. Currently, she denies headaches or dizziness or current syncopal episodes, although she has the dizziness. Often she uses a walker and cane to stay steady and to avoid falls. She states that blood sugars have been fairly well controlled for several years. She has chronic cough, shortness of breath, wheezing because of COPD from smoking so many years. She has allergies, seasonal allergies. She has reflux esophagitis and trouble swallowing currently. No edema. She denies circulation difficulties, no discoloration of feet or hands to her knowledge. She does have some numbness in her feet intermittently. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, many years, hyperlipidemia, smoking, COPD, allergic rhinitis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, dysphagia, severe chronic urinary incontinence for many years, osteopenia, Kienbach's disease, it's K-I-E-N like November, B like boy, O-C-K, apostrophe S, disease, recurrent chronic dizziness, recent laryngitis, and left cervical node enlargement. Past surgical history, Dr. Witzke placed interstim implants several times. Most recently, that's the right side has one, and that was from 2021. She had a scope of her larynx, and that was done last week. She had a spinal fusion of the lumbar area in 1978 and has had severe back pain since that time. She reports that really didn't go well. She had a abdominal exploratory surgery and an appendectomy, and the appendix was probably a chronic appendicitis, she believes. It was very enlarged and very infected. She's had emergency C-sections times two. She had a bladder suspension in 1983, well, and then the C-sections following that. And she does have the chronic urinary incontinence and is wet every hour all night long, she reports. And also she's had a total abdominal hysterectomy, bilateral scalping oophorectomy, and rectocele repair. Social history, the patient is divorced. She lives alone. She's a retired bartender. She does still smoke cigarettes and is trying to quit. It's been more than 45 years. She denies alcohol or illicit drug use. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes, hypertension, stroke, hyperlipidemia, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to shellfish, and that caused a severe anaphylactic tongue swelling reaction that required ambulance transport and hours of treatment. Tetanus toxoid and wool. And it's questionable difficulty with IV contrast for CAT scans. Medications, hydrocodone with acetaminophen, 7.5/325, four times a day. Flexeril, 10 milligram every 8 hours as needed for muscle spasms. Calcium carbonate is twice a day, 600 milligram. Albuterol inhaler, 2 inhalations every 4 hours as needed for wheezing. Vitamin D2, 50,000 units every 2 weeks. Metformin is 500 milligram twice a day. Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays to each nostril once daily. Singulair, 10 milligram daily. Antivert is 25 milligram 3 times a day as needed for dizziness. Lisinopril, 5 milligram daily. Pepcid, 40 milligram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Lipitor, 40 milligram daily. Norvasc, 10 milligram daily. Symbicort, 80/4.5, 2 inhalations twice a day. Albuterol per nebulizer as needed every 4 hours. And Narcan as needed for narcotic, narcotic overdose. Physical exam. Height is 66 inches, weight 157. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 112/70. Pulse 88. Oxygen saturation is 93% on room air. Neck, she does have left cervical node enlargement, slightly tender. No jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout and some end expiratory wheezes bilaterally. Heart sounds are somewhat distant, no murmur, rub, or gallop. A heart rate is regular. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, no edema. No ulcerations or lesions, pedal pulses 1 to 2 plus bilaterally, and 2 to 3 second capillary refill bilaterally. In labs and diagnostic studies, most recent lab studies were done April 8th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.2 with estimated GFR of 50. March 15th of this year, creatinine 1.3, GFR 45. 2/21 of 23, creatinine 1.1 and GFR was 55. August 16th of 2022, creatinine 0.6, greater than 60. April 18th, 2022, creatinine also was normal, 0.8, greater than 60. So back to April 8th of this year, calcium is 9.4, sodium 136, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 26, albumin is 4.1. Liver enzymes are normal. We have a hemoglobin A1C that was done 2/21 of 23. That is 6.8. 8:16:22. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is mildly elevated at 33. I don't have a recent CBC. We do have a kidney ultrasound and bladder scan. This was done 5/19/2023. Right kidney is small, 8 centimeters, without calculus, no hydronephrosis, no cysts or masses. Left kidney is normal, 10.4, no cysts, hydronephrosis, no masses. Her urinary bladder was partially filled, normal thickness, no evidence of bladder stones. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to long-term oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, also small right kidney, some mild diabetic nephropathy. We do want to have the patient have lab studies done now, and that will include a urinalysis and a CBC with differential, also intact parathyroid hormone and renal chemistries. We're going to do labs every 3 months after that. If her creatinine levels are improved or stable, we will just follow over time. But if they're any worse, we're going to get a renal artery Doppler study scheduled. We'll see what the labs show first. She should continue to avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. She should follow a low-salt diabetic diet. And we're going to see her in this practice again in the next 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. And also smoking cessation, that could go up before the thing with Dr. Fuente. Put down that number 4, smoking cessation is strongly encouraged. And so Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.